Hello, everyone, and welcome to a new episode of New York Is This Way, the podcast that navigates you literally and figuratively through New York, through destinations, culture, history, news. So the biggest news in New York right now has to do with the mayor, the mayor of New York City, Eric Adams. It was a week ago that there was the announcement of an FBI raid on a fundraiser of the mayor. And just yesterday, before I'm recording this podcast, the news broke that the FBI had served a warrant to the mayor and seized his devices, his phones, his tablets, as part of this investigation into foreign campaign donations. And Eric Adams has been a polarizing figure since being elected mayor in 2021. So who knows how this is going to end up. And look, New York, being a mayor of New York City is a tough job. It's often been said it's the second toughest job in the world, behind the president of the United States. And you don't necessarily get the respect that you maybe a president gets, right? It's a very, in many ways, it's a thankless job. Because if you're bad, then people let you know you're bad. And if you're, you know, okay, people still think you're bad, right? So anytime there's an issue involving, like, scandals with the mayor, it makes me think of one of New York's most famous mayors of all time, a gentleman by the name of Jimmy Walker. No, not the actor who played JJ on Good Times. But Jimmy Walker was mayor of New York during the Jazz Age and Prohibition era. And Jimmy Walker was a guy who was known for loving the nightlife. He had multiple affairs, most notably with a woman named Betty Compton, who was a chorus girl in Ziegfeld Follies, which was the biggest Broadway show ever, maybe of all time. And Jimmy Walker, like I said, he didn't really care about the rules. This is the era of Prohibition, but he really didn't believe in Prohibition. So, and he, you know, speakeasies were very prolific in Jimmy Walker's New York City. He also spent many nights, I believe there used to be a casino in Central Park. And from what I've read in some accounts, Jimmy Walker was almost there, like, on a nightly basis. It was a casino, I believe. It may have been connected to organized crime, because, hey, why wouldn't it be, right? Jimmy Walker spent many nights there. And it's interesting talking about a casino in Central Park, because gambling in this five boroughs, as far as casino gambling, is going to be a reality. The state gave the okay, I think it was a year or two ago, and now there are different companies competing to build a full-fledged casino in New York City. Jay-Z is part of a partnership to put a casino in Times Square. The owner of the New York Mets wants to build a big casino right there near where the Mets play, near Citi Field. Another company wants to build a big casino on Coney Island. But back to Jimmy Walker. Jimmy Walker, this was a guy who was seen as corrupt, or at least too adjacent to corruption. In fact, he was forced to resign as mayor of New York City. And he was forced to resign by a gentleman you may have heard of, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, FDR, when Franklin Delano Roosevelt was the governor of New York before he became president. And he basically was like, "This enough is enough. Like, Jimmy Walker cannot continue in this manner." So eventually he was basically forced to resign as mayor of New York City. But he continued to have a pretty good life. He ran a record label. I believe he also recorded a song that was a hit on the radio. He was involved with getting boxing legalized in the state of New York. And he, you know, got into the Boxing Hall of Fame. But Jimmy Walker, this is a really fascinating guy. And just, you know, so whenever there's a scandal involving the mayor or mayors of New York City, I can't help but think of Jimmy Walker, who, yeah, the scandals, but it was, you know, pretty, you know, flamboyant guy. And he was part of the Tammany Hall political machine in New York City, which ran New York City politics for decades. I mean, for a very long time. It wasn't until, like, the 70s that Tammany Hall's like grip on power was kind of broken. But you know, Jimmy Walker, he was a guy who he loved partying, he loved the nightlife, he liked the boogie. Now, it was earlier this, about a month ago, it was the 120th anniversary of the New York City subway system. And the New York City subway system is the heartbeat, really, of the city. It what makes the city work. However, there have been many issues with the subway, particularly when it comes to public safety. And of course, crime and public safety have been big issues in New York for some time now. Now, in the 90s, we began to see record reductions in crime and historical reductions in crime. And in fact, it was only in, I believe, 2018, around 2017, that we saw the lowest level of murders in the city since the 1950s. So we had decades of these drops in crime. And then, you know, this started to be a pickup, and then, of course, the pandemic totally just threw everything into sort of disarray. And so there's been, you know, the police department and other public safety avenues, like there's been this battle to try to get things under control. And according to the numbers, crime overall is down from last year. It's still high compared to, I think, before the pandemic. And I think anyone who lives in the city can tell you that. But even though these numbers are going down, subways are still an issue. And the question is, are the subways safe? Because if you live in New York, every day you hear some crazy story. There was just a guy who was minding his business. Someone stabbed him in the neck. He's apparently going to be okay. You hear stories of people being pushed, people being assaulted for no just random acts of just absurd, crazy violence in the subway system. So people are very sort of, I think, on edge. And if you're visiting New York City, maybe you've heard of these stories, maybe you don't, depending on your news sources. So if you're hearing about these issues for the first time and listen to this, you might be like, oh, wait a second, maybe I shouldn't visit New York. You should visit New York because it's New York City. However, you have to be vigilant, you have to be mindful, you have to be aware, especially on the subway. And you just have some basic rules. Don't stand too close to the edge of the platform. Like, it doesn't make the subway train come faster, so you might as well stay a very safe distance. You don't want to give some crazy person the opportunity to push you, because it happens. So, and when you're on the subway, just be mindful. It's very easy to get distracted and lost in your phone, or maybe you're reading a book or something. But just be mindful of, like, who's on the train with you, who's sitting next to you, who you're with. And if someone makes you feel uncomfortable, kind of follow your instinct and try to keep your distance. You can move to somewhere else. Don't get on the subway car that's too empty. When you see an empty subway car, you may think, oh, that's great. But either there's something wrong with that car, or something bad has happened in that car, something smelly and bad has happened, and you're going to find out seconds after the door closes. Or you just want to put yourself in, especially if you're traveling by yourself, you don't want to be vulnerable, even especially at night. So you want to try to be where there's a decent amount of people. If you want to be in the middle of the conductor's car, that's the best place. If you're going to be, you know, all the way up the front with the motorman is, that's the second best. Don't be at the end of the car where no one is at. The last car, don't be there. That's the recipe for, you know, especially late at night, that's like asking for trouble. So you just have to, like, be mindful of your surroundings, be vigilant. And I know people, especially if you're visiting New York now, it's November, the holiday season, you're visiting New York and you want to have the full experience, you want to walk around, take pictures, and, you know, eat honey roasted peanuts and pretzels, and you want to do all the New York things, and you should do. There's lots of great things to do. But just, you know, you gotta be mindful. This is a city, and you gotta just don't let your guard down. Or maybe you're from somewhere where you don't have to have any guard up. So maybe you just need to learn to have your guard up when you visit. And especially, this is even related to particular, like, violent crime. if you're a tourist and people know you're a tourist, they're going to try to take advantage of you. Someone's going to try to sell you something that you don't need. Someone's going to try to hustle you. Someone's going to try to offer you a great deal. And here's some advice. If you're visiting New York and a stranger, someone you don't know, comes up to you and says, hey, can I ask you something? Be prepared. Someone's going to try to run some kind of hustle or game on you. Something stupid. So just be like, try to be polite, but just like, try to show disinterest with your face. I think I need to teach a face acting class for like visitors and tourists. So they can know how to just keep people away from them despite looks and glares, which is what native New Yorkers and people who lived here a long time learn how to do. You just learn the language of using your face to make people stay away from you. But if you're from somewhere else, it's very difficult because you're used to being smiley and happy. And why wouldn't you be smiley and happy? You're in New York City. It's the most beautiful time of the year. So, but going back to the subways, yes, just be mindful. Just try to stand in the middle of the platform. Don't make you feel uncomfortable. Try to get some distance from them. If you feel like the situation is about to break out, get some distance. And also, if you can avoid taking the subways, because I rarely take the subways anymore, and I'm someone who was always in the subway. If I can take a bus or get a Uber, or if I can walk, I'm going to pick those options before I get on the subway. So, you know, and especially, if you're in Midtown Manhattan, or you're in the middle of Manhattan, yes, the subway is going to be the best way for you to navigate the city. And if it's the middle of the afternoon, and you shouldn't be any issues. A lot of these issues are happening either like super early in the morning or late at night. But during the middle of the day, if you're staying in the hotel in Times Square and you want to take the subway down to go to Little Italy, I think that's perfect. That's fine. If it's late at night and it's like midnight and you just left the show and now you got to get back to your hotel, and you're not quite sure how to get around, maybe you might want to take a taxi or Uber. Depends on how deep you're rolling. Some of these tourist groups, they got so many people with them, there's nothing to be afraid of. Some of these families, it's like 20 people in their family. Like, who's gonna mess with them? They're like, you're gonna get, if you're like a bad guy, you're gonna get beat down by some family from Idaho. So on that note, I think that concludes this episode where we talk about scandals featuring one of the most famous mayors of all time, Mr. Jimmy Walker, and talk about a little bit of the troubles of Eric Adams. Will he survive? Who knows? And of course, we talk about safety in the subways. So thank you for listening to New York Is This Way. I'm Glenn Mann. Take care of yourself.